relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
We're going to have some fun, ladies and gentlemen. Very special guest in studio. A woman who they hate almost as much as my old boss, President Trump. And that's got to be a good metric. Is when I said we were in the White House, you're only taking flak when you're over the target. And if anybody at the Washington Post or the CNN says something nice about me, Donald Trump, or this lady, if you're a MAGA American, you better ask for your money back. Can I indicate, for those of you who are not watching us live streaming on Rumble, who this could be? Let me read her latest tweet, which was written in studio seconds ago. Nancy Pelosi just endorsed Maxine Waters' orders to her BLM terrorist troops that directly led to a shooting at the National Guard. She endorsed inciting violence, rioting, mayhem in the streets, and Americans being murdered like Captain David Dawn. God bless her for speaking the truth. She's right here. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, known to her friends and supporters as MTG. Is that all right, Cordy, MTG?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. A lot of people do. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you. You have literally just got here from the airport. We've been trying to set this up for a while. The timing is sadly perfect given the events of just the last few hours, the last few days in America. Let me start. I think it's public news. We have millions of listeners and viewers, and I'm sure they share with me my desire to express our condolences for the loss of a family member that you had to experience recently. So our sincerest condolences.
Thank you.
So share with us, if you will, why that tweet? What has Nancy just done? Talk to us.
Well, I think most of the nation knows what Maxine Waters has done. I mean, people are outraged, shocked, furious at how a sitting member of Congress can go to another state, a state she doesn't even live in, go past curfew, out into this dangerous area where Antifa, BLM, domestic terrorists have been rioting, causing violence, mayhem, attacking police officers, just like they have all year long. Maxine Waters goes there and tells them to stay in the streets, go past curfew. She's telling them to break the laws, and then she's telling them to get more confrontational. And then she's threatening a jury. And then hours later, the Minnesota National Guard gets shot at. They could have been murdered. All of this has been incited by Maxine Waters. And then I find out that Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, the woman that called all of us to Congress on January 11th to vote for impeachment. I voted against impeachment for President Trump. She wanted to impeach President Trump. She did impeach President Trump because all he said was to go march peacefully to the Capitol.
Yeah.
They're so outraged by this riot. But Nancy Pelosi, she rubber stamped Maxine Waters' words, rubber stamped them.
You're a mind reader. These are the first two cuts. We haven't even played them in the first hour. Video cut two. I was there front row in the ellipse listening to my old boss, President Trump, on January the 6th. Video cut two. Play cut.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
That's what he said, to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. This is what Maxine Waters, who has a track record of doing this, as Congresswoman Green just said, after curfew, not even in her another constituency of her state, in another state, said yesterday. Video cut one, play cut.
Oh, no, not manslaughter. No, no, no. This is guilty for murder. I don't know whether it's in the first degree, but as far as I'm concerned, it's first degree.
Congresswoman, what happens if we do not get what you just told? What should the people do? What should protesters on the street do?
I didn't hear you.
What happens?
What should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
This has got to be personal for you, because you're being accused and for months of the worst things. They're throwing you off your committee assignments, trying to get you kicked out of Congress. When you hear women, Congress women, say more violence, more confrontational, what does it mean for your supporters and for patriots, Congresswoman?
Oh, I this is personal for me on every level, because the whole reason why I ran for Congress is for people over politicians. This government is out of control, and they think it's the other way around. These politicians here in the swamp, they think that all of this is here to serve them, and that's how they operate. But this is for the people, and the people have endured horrible things over the past year. They've been shut down, schools closed, everything related to COVID. Their jobs have been shut down. Then they had to endure these BLM riots, constant rioting, still rioting. And then here I am, a brand new member of Congress. I have done nothing wrong. I got kicked off of my committees because they were offended over things I said on social media years ago, before I ever even became a candidate. And I publicly apologized for. But I got kicked off of my committees. And then we have Jimmy Gomez from California introduces a resolution to expel me for nothing. They can't even file a ethics charge, or they can't even file an investigation on me, because I've done nothing wrong as a sitting member of Congress, but I'm the most attacked member of Congress in history. But yet here we have Maxine Waters out here doing what she's been doing for decades, causing mayhem, violence, giving orders to her henchmen and her criminals. She's now the de facto commander of the BLM domestic terrorist army. And I'm taking this all the way. And the reason why I'm doing it is because I'm here for the people, and we've all had enough.
So the reason, the trigger for the tweet that I just read out from the Congresswoman is Fox's Chad Pergram, who said this. This is from the White House pool. Pelosi, oh no, why is it pool? That's strange. Pelosi says she doesn't think Maxine Waters should apologize for her remarks, the ones you just heard, about confrontation after the Chauvin verdict, where she's demanding, a sitting congressman is demanding a jury decide according to her diktats. Pelosi also said she didn't think Waters' comments would incite violence. So saying more confrontation doesn't incite violence. Okay, we're going to unpack this for the next hour. Talk to those of our listeners and viewers who don't know who you are, where you came from, given what's happened to you in the last 3 months. Why are you here? Why did you decide? You were a successful businesswoman. Mm-hmm. What made you say, okay, I'm going to go to the stinking swamp that's Washington, D.C.?
Because I got sick and tired and fed up. I'm a regular American. I'm no different than the people watching this show. And for many years, I didn't even pay attention or care about politics. But it got to the point where I realized we are losing our country. And if we just sit at home and do nothing and complain on social media, it's going to be gone. And I do not want to have that conversation with my grandchildren or great-grandchildren and say, when they're saying, what happened in your day when we lost our freedoms? I'm not going to tell them, oh, I had to work a lot, or I had vacations, I was too busy. I'm going to have another story to tell. I'm going to tell them I ran for Congress, and I worked as hard as I could to stop it. And then I'm going to tell another story, and that we didn't lose our freedoms.
As long as we have more like her. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming. Yes, YouTube terminated us a week ago because they don't believe in the First Amendment. But check us out. Subscribe us. Subscribe to our account, rumble.com/SebGorka. Already on our new channel, 1/3 of 1 million subscribers. It's free. 330,000. Join today, Rumble. rumble.com/SebGorka, 1 million on Twitter. Follow us today. So this experience for you, this decision that I'm going to fight, I'm going to tell my grandkids that I fought. Was there an event? Was there a speech? Did something happen where you said, okay, now I'm doing it?
Yeah, there was a man that stood on a stage he was one of 17.
Yeah.
That for the first time I listened to a politician and said, that's someone I can relate to. He's real. He's real. And everything he said resonated with me. And that man is Donald J. Trump. He's my president. And I love that man. He's the greatest president, in my opinion, in history. And if we'd have had him for 4 more years, and we should have, then, you know what, we would be on a much better track. But what we've witnessed in the past few months, we are losing our country faster than people have any idea. And now we have the Speaker of the House defending this radical woman out of control, Maxine Waters. You want to know why? Nancy Pelosi only has a few seats.
Yep.
If she loses Maxine Waters, then she is in trouble. So she's got to hold on to everything she can, because that woman has sold her soul. She talks about being a Catholic. She prays and all this stuff, yet she endorses, votes for, spends American hard-earned tax dollars for abortion.
Don't forget that moment she talked about MS, the divine spark of humanity in the soul of the MS-13 murderers. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Follow her right now, MT Green E, with two E's on the end. That's her personal account. And Rep MTG. This is America First. Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. So why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? The battle lines have been drawn. Big tech has made it clear which side they're on. Now is the time to take a stance. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. See, every device, whether you're on the phone, laptop, or on TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, or even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP address to track all your activity and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can't see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is, you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies whose aim is to censor you and spy on you. Defend your rights and protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/GORKA. That's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Go now to expressvpn.com/Gorka and learn more.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
All right, do we have a cut of this lady? Do it.
How many stories did you report on Russian collusion conspiracy lies? No, I want to know, have you apologized for Russian collusion conspiracy lies? Have you? I don't have to.
You stand by the fact that you said Nancy Pelosi is guilty of treason, and that's...
I think you heard my speech yesterday. You owe the people an apology. You lied about President Trump. You owe the people an apology.
That's why America loves her, because she doesn't take any guff from the lying, fake news, legacy, mainstream media. And also because when she arrives, you should always beg gifts, especially the first time you're going to somebody's house or office. You should always, no flowers, okay? I don't drink, no bottles of champagne. But when you arrive with a massive bumper sticker that says Impeach Biden, you've won us over already. And that's Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. I just want lots of these. I just want lots of Impeach Biden stickers.
Yeah.
That's great.
Isn't it great?
Fabulous.
And everyone should have one.
And everyone should have several. And she is the person who's winning America's hearts. Why? Because my old boss, he's in Mar-a-Lago. He's opened his office. Check it out. Subscribe, 45office.com. But we need that spirit back. And you were saying in the break, and the people who are listening on Rumble could hear our chat in the break, you've got an idea. Could you share it with our 3 million radio listeners? What's your idea?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I want to start doing rallies, and here's why. Those Trump rallies were the best. Oh, my gosh. We loved them. People would come out, and they make your heart feel so good, and everyone has so much fun, and it's the most picture-perfect part of America. It's people of every age, every color, every background, you name it.
And the other thing is, everybody there is happy.
Yes.
You're not there because you're a drone and the local union sent you there with your yellow Biden t-shirt. You're there because you want to be there. And once you're there, it was like I went to so many where it felt like you were in a family.
Yes.
And a family that was a good family.
That's right.
Right?
I always called it the happiest place on earth.
Yes.
Some people think Disney is. For me, Trump rallies were the happiest place on earth. These rallies are going to be America First rallies. I want us to take them all over the country where people can come out. We can have music. We can hammer on issues. I can tell people what's going on. I can bring some awesome folks with me, and I'm not going to say who, but I can bring some folks with me. And then this way, people can come out and be filled up again and be happy and not be down. And we can build
recharge
hope.
Recharge our batteries.
We can build hope. Yes.
Mr. G, we could do like a radio show from these rallies, couldn't we?
I think we could. We should. That's a good idea.
We have the technology. What do they call those, Chad? What do they call those broadcasts?
That's called a remote.
A
Dr.
remote.
Let's plan it. What's the date?
Let's. We're going to wait. We're going to talk to the team. We're going to get the dates, get the locations, and we could have you with these rallies. There's so many things to discuss, but each one. And I'm we're just kind of blue skying here, could concentrate on an issue. Let's talk about issues. What are the biggest things that we have to represent on today? Talk to us about the things that you have in your fold and the things you're fighting for every day.
Okay. Well, number one, I want everyone to go to text. I want them to text EXPEL. Text EXPEL to 89477. 89477. Text EXPEL. I need people to sign the petition to expel Maxine Waters. Everyone knows this has to be done. We cannot sit back and be weak Republicans that just run our mouths and say these things publicly or tweet them or talk about it on these interviews. No, if we're going to say the words, we need to do it. I'm introducing this resolution. I have it with me today. I brought it along. I'm introducing this afternoon. When I get back to the Capitol, I'll be signing my name on it, dropping it in the hopper, and then it will have a number, and I'll be able to tell you guys what the number is. But I want this to be a people-driven resolution, and that's why I'm asking everyone to text EXPEL to 89477.
And this is to expel Maxine Waters.
Maxine Waters. She's got to go. She has committed a crime. She incited a riot. She crossed state lines to do it. Minnesota National Guardsmen were shot at. They could have been murdered.
Yeah.
There was violence in the streets, and she's telling people to stay out there.
Yeah.
This woman's out of control.
So minority leader, Kevin McCarthy, has already issued a statement where he says, if Nancy doesn't take any action, then I'll take any action. Well, we've got what Nancy just said. She thinks it's fine. So what do you expect from the party?
Right. No, she endorses Maxine Waters.
So what do you expect from McCarthy? Is anything going to happen?
Well, we're going to find out. But I'm not waiting on Kevin McCarthy. I hope he does something. I'm introducing this resolution. I'm asking everyone at home, fire up the phone lines, call in there to Congress, call your representative, tell them to sign their name on my resolution to expel Maxine Waters. We are not going to be the soft-spoken Republicans. This isn't how it works anymore. These people kick me off my committees. They introduced a resolution to expel me. Can you imagine if I went out in the streets and said the things Maxine Waters did? I'd be hanging from the gallows up here on the Capitol steps. They would have me thrown under the jail. They would do that to any Republican. It's time for us to hold them accountable because these are the people that are out of control. It's the Democrats.
So Text now the word expel to 89477. That's the word. If you think Maxine Waters has crossed a line, you've got to text the word expel to 89477. Now, when did I realize that this woman was a real deal? When she came on our show, I think, for the first time, and she said, I asked her, how is the GOP reacting to everything you're doing? Like, you want to impeach Joe Biden? How are they reacting? You know what her response was? I'll never forget it. I don't care. I don't care what the establishment GOP thinks, because it's the right thing to do. Which reminds me a lot of my old boss, Donald John Trump. Talk to us about your relationship with people who, you don't have to mention names if you don't want to. What is your working relationship like on Capitol Hill with people who've been there 5, 10, 15 years as Republicans?
You know, here's the thing. There's a lot of really great Republican members of Congress. There are.
Yeah, they're usual guests on our show.
Wonderful. Oh, my gosh. They're fantastic. Right. Everyone knows I'm a member of the Freedom Caucus, which I absolutely love. I have great relationships there. And then I have great relationships outside the Freedom Caucus with many other Republicans. The press would love everyone to believe that I'm like the one everyone stays away from, but that's not true. They support me, and they come up and tell me they support me. But not everyone is maybe in the lane that I'm in. I'm not here for a job. I'm not here for approval from the swamp. I'm not here for good, the media to say things good about me, because I don't care what the media says, because I'm a regular person and regular people don't care what the media says.
Right.
I'm here because I'm representing the people, and I know what the people want because I'm one of them. And so for me, expel Maxine Waters. It needs to be done. It absolutely needs to be done. And I have no problem introducing it. Let's talk about some more things, though.
We will. But we're out of time in this segment. We're going to continue. Expel, text expel to 89477. And if you like what you're listening to, if you want to support this show and another great patriot, go to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is another truth talker, another patriot. They're trying to cancel his company, 24 corporations boycotting him. He's going to give you up to 66% off if you use my name on his amazing products, MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Back with the redoubtable MTG after these messages. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? I don't have a cheat sheet. I don't have a script. I've lived it now for more than 2 years. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and that was 2 years ago. That's the story of tens of thousands of Americans across the country. See their amazing testimonials at ReliefFactor.com, and then find out for yourself. If you've tried everything else, if it hasn't worked, you've got to try Relief Factor. Just listen to people like Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Debron? Of course you do. Order the 3-week quick starter pack today at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Gun violence in the U.S. a public health emergency?
Myself, as a public health person, I think you can't run away from that. I mean, when you see people getting killed, I mean, in this last month, it's just been horrifying what's happened. How can you say that's not a public health issue?
Fauci's now a gun expert. I would just pay anything to say, Dr. Fauci, can you describe the difference between an AK-47 and an AR-15? Just, I don't know. The caliber, just the caliber difference.
You'd probably call them a war. Weapons of war.
That should be illegal. We are talking to none other than Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Follow her, Rep MTG. And she has got an amazing... I just love this. It's one of the coolest... It's probably one of the coolest guns out there right now. It's called the Honey Badger. I've got one, and you can win one. She's so good at her marketing. Go to greengun.com with an E on the end of green. Green with an E, gun.com, and you can win one of these amazing U.S.-made guns, 300 blackout, subsonic or supersonic. It's gorgeous.
I love that gun.
It is a very
I don't even want to give it away, but I'm going to do it. I want to keep it so bad. Apply today,
you could win it. Okay, let's talk Second Amendment. There is this propensity amongst conservatives to say, every 4 years, if they win, the Democrats, they moan and they do stuff with executive orders against the Second Amendment. But it's cyclical, and then we come back and it's okay. This time, it's different, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's different. They mean it. And if you watch, the media is completely engaged. So what have we not heard about over the past several years? We haven't heard about mass shootings. But what are you hearing about every single day in the news? As a matter of fact, it's usually the top headline is mass shooting here, mass shooting there, mass shooting here, all over the place. And all of a sudden, the public is supposed to believe that they're about to be murdered anywhere in public by some crazy white guy being a mass shooter. That's what you're supposed to believe.
But when it's not a white guy that does the shooting, it's strange. The story disappears.
Yeah.
Like Colorado.
Like Colorado, who happened to be a Muslim. Or what about the, you know, the terrible insurrectionists, but yet we had a guy that had was part of Nation of Islam.
Right. We had Noah Green.
Yeah, Noah Green.
Kills an officer, runs him down. The news, and I'm sad, even Fox News did this, say the vehicle hit the barrier. No Fox News. The vehicle didn't hit the barrier. Noah Green, brother X from the Nation of Islam, rammed his vehicle into Billy Owens, Officer Owens, killing him and also almost killing his colleague. And then CNN calls it an accident. Why is it that those stories disappear? Is it to do with some narrative?
Yeah, it doesn't fit the narrative, does it? Well, you know, isn't it funny how news and journalism is supposed to be about reporting the facts? But that's not how our mainstream media works, because most of them are Democrat activists using their powerful microphone and platform to share that agenda, to share the propaganda, basically, so that everybody out there is supposed to think that crazy white men who are white supremacists are going to carry around a weapon of war and shoot everyone at any given moment. You know, we're not supposed to remember that, hey, radical Islam is still a threat.
Yep.
Because those people mean it.
And hang on. How come Donald Trump was blamed for every mass shooting for 4 years? But everyone that happened since January the 20th, it has nothing to do with Joe Biden?
Oh, no, of course not. Joe Biden, he's Grandpa Joe Biden. Grandpa Biden. I mean, he's trying to take away. No, he's trying to take away the scary weapons of war. Because if he takes away all the scary weapons of war, the government can protect everybody.
And the criminals won't have them, right? Because they always go to the gun store.
Of course not. The criminals will hand over their illegal guns that they already own.
Right.
Grandpa Joe Biden and the Democrats said so.
And your reaction to the breaking news we covered in the last hour, that we have the D.C. medical examiner's report. Officer Brian Sicknick did not die of a concussion, did not die as a result of some inhalation of a chemical from some kind of bear spray, but had a double stroke. Is the news going to retract all those he died because of an insurrection stories?
Oh, no. They have to leave all those stories out there, and hopefully nobody sees this. And you want to know why? Because here's how you share propaganda. You share it 24/7 and you put it out there so much that it saturates the public, and the public don't know anything different. So this will make headlines a little bit today, very little, because they had to report it. They had to. And then you'll never hear about it again. Right. But you know what they won't report? They won't report all these BLM and Antifa domestic terrorists that sprayed bear spray at police officers all over the country.
Or they'll do what CNN did last week when they interview one of them who has the can of soup for his family, winks at the camera, and CNN chuckles because it's so funny when that can of soup is going to be used against one of our brave law enforcement officers. Follow her right now, Rep MTG Green with an E on the end, greengun.com, to get one to, of those applications for that potential to win one of those Q honey badges. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, live on the Salem Radio Network across the nation. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
You can't say it, not on this show. Have you applied? Your chance to win one of the coolest guns made in America today. The Q Company out of New Hampshire. No, not that Q. Not the cretins, okay? This is a gun company, and it's the Honey Badger, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to let you win one if you're lucky. Go to greengun.com, green with an E on the end, greengun.com, to apply today. Follow her, MT Green, with two E's on the end. Don't ask me why, just do it. And also, of course, her professional website, her professional Twitter, Rep MTG. We've got to talk about Green New Deal infrastructure, but first things first, you mentioned this amazing idea you had that you you submitted last week for those officers who have been wounded, who've been affected by the BLM riots, by Antifa in the last year. What have you suggested to Congress?
Oh, I introduced a bill to award all of them a Medal of Honor. All the police officers across the country that have stood day after day, night after night, while they have been spit on, hit, had objects thrown at them, fireworks, you name it. They have been physically attacked, defending these cities, protecting people's businesses, protecting federal buildings, protecting monuments, protecting innocent people. They deserve a Medal of Honor. They do. They deserve it. Our police have been treated horribly.
They have. I don't know how they get up in the morning and do their job. It's awful. Mm-hmm. We have to talk about the Green New Deal, AOC, and the challenge you threw down at AOC. But first, for those who just read the nasty stuff about you or don't know who you are, just in a minute, who are you? Where did you come from? What is your background before you said enough is enough and you ran for Georgia 14?
Yeah, I'm from Georgia. I graduated with a business degree from University of Georgia. I've been a small business owner for over two decades. Bought my dad's construction company that I grew up in, working with my mom and dad. I also owned a CrossFit gym because I love exercise. And
if you don't believe, you got to check the videos. This woman could be in the Marines. She is a very impressive lady.
I love it. It's fun stuff. I'm a competitor. I am very competitive. I hate to lose. I'm the worst loser there is. I love
to win.
Yeah, it's American. I love sports. I love every kind of fun thing that we have. And you know, business though, that is really one area that I just dive in on. And that's why with the infrastructure deal.
So, nice segue. Talk to us about U.S. business and what the infrastructure bill really means.
That's what people need to know. And this one is bothering me so much. So I challenged AOC to debate me. She should debate me. And here's why. I'm a small business owner. I'm not a politician. I have a business degree. I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative. I believe in the American dream. I love the opportunities that we have as Americans to start a business. I've done it ground up, made it successful. It's the most amazing experience. You can't do that anywhere else in the world like you can in America. AOC, Sandy Cortez, she's got a degree in economics. You know, she's so smart, everybody. She's never owned a business. She's never signed a paycheck. But she seems to understand our economy and what she wants to happen here in America. She wrote the Green New Deal. This is her deal.
The infrastructure bill is really a cloaked version of the Green New Steel, correct?
Yes, it is the Green New Deal all woven in the name of infrastructure. I own a construction company. Infrastructure is bridges, roads, walls. It should be a border wall. Waterways. It should have everything to do with actual infrastructure. The Democrats have totally changed the language. It's the Green New Deal. It is literally going to destroy oil and coal. But here's what's worse. This is the part everyone needs to understand. They are going to mandate immediately, this is going to happen immediately, the entire federal fleet will have to be electric vehicles.
Yeah.
Then by 2035, every vehicle sold in the United States of America has to be an electric vehicle. Listen, I love energy. I love clean energy. I love all that stuff more than anybody, along with the Democrats. I think it's fantastic. But the government cannot mandate it. And here's the most dangerous part. Who makes the batteries? Everyone needs to ask, who makes the batteries?
Yeah, China.
China. So AOC and the Democrats want to hand us over to be completely controlled by China for all of our vehicles. We love our cars. I love my car. I love to drive. Guess what? According to them, with this infrastructure deal that they're going to pass, it's going to have AOC's Green New Deal. And this is why I've challenged her to a debate. She needs to debate me, because the American people deserve to understand what the Green New Deal is all about.
And what is the label you mentioned in the break that you use for these people like AOC? They're not socialists.
They're communists. Progressive communists. They call themselves progressives. They're communists.
But you said, you used the phrase, it's fascinating, which is really a description of the original fascism under Mussolini. You said corporate communists.
Corporate communists.
Explain that.
So here's what it is. The Democrats are brilliant. Don't call them stupid. They're brilliant. They know that they cannot implement these policies right now because the media hasn't brainwashed you people enough. You're not there yet. So the government can't go full communist yet. So they're doing it through their big donors, which are the corporations. These woke CEOs like MLB, Delta, all Coca-Cola. These big companies, Coca-Cola, they can implement these policies through their companies. And they're doing it. They're doing it through their companies with their employees. And they're doing it to you, the customer. They're pushing the communist control through the corporations. I call it corporate communism. It's the most dangerous thing happening in America, and no one is talking about it.
And it's real, guys. These are the people who think that they can get it right after 40 countries. Yes, 40 countries tried communism and failed with a cost of more than 100 million souls extinguished and the untold millions who are put into labor camps and prisons like my father, liberated by freedom fighters. But that is the reality of communism and Karl Marx. And we need more people like Marjorie Taylor Greene fighting the good fight for us, people who aren't career politicians, people who aren't in the pocket of the lobbyists, but people who are fighting for the founding principles upon which this nation was founded. Follow her at RepMTG. That's Marjorie Taylor Greene. And also MT Green E. That's MT Green and two E's on the end. And if you're interested in that cool Honey Badger 300 Blackout AR platform, you got to go to greengun.com with an E on the end, greengun.com.
I love it. I'm going to have such a hard time giving it away.
I might have to just apply myself. Who knows?
Such a great
gun. I might win it. I could do with two. I've got one already. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from ReliefFactor.com studios. You know I love my pillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want, and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium My Pillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium My Pillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98. $40 of savings, and Kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium, and all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com.
The truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty. America First.
So how long did that last? Chad, what was that? Was it like three minutes?
Yeah, so the clock is telling me almost an hour. I'm thinking maybe 5 minutes.
That's like time warp. We just stepped into some kind of Frankenfurter time warp there. That was freaky. It's his birthday today. I hate that movie. But he's 75. I think he's 75. Tim Curry probably still looks 33. It's all that vampire blood he drinks. That was quite the interview. She said she's going to be back. Can't believe we had MTG in studio for almost an hour. And I can't believe I got this. Does this work on radio? Can you see what I'm holding here? This is a real test for radio. But on Rumble, it works. I have a bumper sticker that is about a foot and a half long and about 10 inches high, and all it says is impeach Biden. Where am I put this on my mask day? If I put it, I'm going to have to block the whole rear window. I may just do it. I don't know if I'm going to get pulled over, but the Leos love me, so we might just put it on the whole back window of my Mustang. Too cool. Oh, and she asked me a favor, a little bit of homework. She's given me the main switchboard number for Congress. If you want Maxine Waters fired, if you want Maxine Waters expelled, call this number right now. 202-224-3121. Write it down. Send a message to Nancy. Ask for Nancy. Say, hey, can I talk to Nancy? Is she sober? Call up right now. 202-224-3121. Could you imagine Boehner and Nancy together? I mean, do we have enough alcohol in America? 202-224-3121. And Eric, did you enjoy that, Eric?
I enjoyed it enough.
Oh, you're such a liar. You're such a liar. Did you get a photograph with MTG?
I may or may not have done that. Right after, of course, you guys got your picture.
Should I tell them what he said? Yeah. Should I actually reveal to millions of listeners how much of a fanboy moment it was? No, I'm too discreet, too discreet. Jeff, what do you think? What do you rate that interview?
I still can't believe Eric said, what did he say? He liked it enough?
I know!
I'm being modest.
He's trying to be coy.
He's being coy. A gentleman never tells.
No, you should have seen him 2 minutes ago when he was asking for the picture. Could I just get a picture? I'm such a big fan of your work.
Are you impressed? What did you think of the interview?
Very good.
Yeah.
She likes the fight.
Yeah, and we've had people in here, politicians, we've had congressmen and women, who have notes. Now, she had a binder, but she didn't read anything.
No, right off the cuff.
It was boom, 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 it's off the cuff.
Because it's real. That's what she thinks.
Do we need more of that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We need lots more of that. We need people who are just fed up, who've actually done something in their lives and want to fight for you, for the people. Not in the commie way. In the American way. God, they hate her. They so hate her. Why? Because she wants America to succeed. Just like Donald John Trump. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Having fun.